Being trauma-informed and healing-centered is about how we do our work. It's about how we live our lives, really. And it's a total change from the way that we've done business in the past.
New Jersey has a plan to become a more trauma-informed and healing-centered state by addressing adverse childhood experiences, better known as ACEs, through collaboration with the communities most directly impacted by them. But what are ACEs?
The first thing you have to understand is how trauma seeps into the body. And what they're talking about are things that happen to us between the prenatal to 18 years of age range. And those things impact us in ways that oftentimes we don't see coming until later in life.
Traumatic experiences like violence, abuse, neglect, or loss can negatively impact the developing brain. These events can cause lifelong, and in some cases generational, emotional, physical, and economic health challenges. This is why New Jersey is working to neutralize the effects of ACEs and work with individuals and communities to build resilience.
One of the things that we look at when we think about this plan is that we want the community to be engaged, and not just at a conversational level. We want those most directly involved to be in the decision-making structure. Those who are most directly impacted need to have a direct say. It's important that we all become much more understanding about ACEs and the consequences.
The ACEs Action Plan sets a roadmap for collaboration throughout the state to help children and families reach their full potential. It is a living plan that will evolve as people get involved and help develop community-based solutions that address root causes rather than symptoms of trauma.
And so this plan is purely an invitation to any and all of you in the community who want to be involved and engaged in this work to please come and join us. How will you step in and how will you step up to help us figure out how to do this work better together?